Hear the cry of the psalmist. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. The psalmist is describing a form of spiritual depression. God is remote. His spirits are low. Problems become mountains, and opposition becomes soul destroying. God has made us to be psychosomatic wholes, body, mind, and spirit. If our bodies are unwell, it can impact our emotions and it can impact our spirits. The psalmist here goes on a journey from spiritual depression to a growing trust in God to resolution. But at the beginning of the psalm, he's hungry, he's thirsty for God, he feels isolated from God. There are no feelings of intimacy. Just a hunger and thirst. But the presence of that thirst is good, and the presence of that thirst is good in us. It shows that we're alive. It shows that we need God. It's a sign of spiritual life, not deadness. Spiritual depression here arises out of a longing that is apparently not being met. God seems far off. The heavens are as brass. Prayer is just empty words. And it is further exacerbated by his feeling isolated from God's people. Perhaps the psalmist was someone who was a priest, often used to being at the temple, or maybe one of the singers, or maybe just a devout believer. He has been physically removed from meeting with God's people. Perhaps this was written by someone who was carried off in exile to Babylon after 587 BC. He is homesick. All that is familiar to him has been removed from him. He is feeling lonely and marginalized. And on top of this, people are saying to him, "Where is your God? Where is your God?" In our increasingly secular age today, I'm sure many of us feel the pressures of living in a culture which ignores God. In the United Kingdom, we're told 90% of people do not attend a Christian church. We live in a land where the laws were once based upon Judeo-Christian principles, but they're being eroded bit by bit. Add to this the uncertainty of our world, the rise of global terrorism, the waves of secularism, the questioning and confusion over marriage. All these things can impact us. Like the psalmist, we can feel isolated, even depressed. So as we pause this evening, we reflect on causes of feeling isolated from God. We name those things which have been bruising experiences. Let us pray. Lord, we acknowledge that you have made us to be physical, emotional, and spiritual beings. Lord, we recognize that the circumstances of life can weigh heavily upon us. They can impact us emotionally, but more than that, they can impact our souls and rob us of joy. Maybe some of us this evening are feeling like the psalmist. We sense a longing for you, God, but there is much going on that is not being satisfied. We're confused, filled with doubts. And so in these moments, Lord, we name those things which possibly are impacting us, and we confess that these can be blockages to our fellowship with you. And so we name them this evening. A difficult relationship. A disappointment in life or in work. A feeling of loneliness. Opposition from others. Debts that are increasingly impinging upon us and worrying us. The pace of life which can exhaust us. Lord, in the silence, we name those things which are disturbing our souls. We thank you, Lord, that you are bigger than our problems. Thank you that you can listen to us as we cry out to you or bring our doubts and fears before you. Thank you, God, that you appreciate our honesty. Because you know us, you know our souls, you know how we feel anyway. So, Lord, this evening, receive any fears or worries that we might have, and by your Spirit, minister to us this evening. Minister through our tears, through our fatigue, through our feelings perhaps of being overwhelmed. We thank you for these psalms. We thank you that they were written by real human beings who went through times of trial just as we do. But we thank you, Lord, that you do not leave us here. So, Lord, continue to minister to us. And help us, Lord, to be open. Open to you, open to your grace, open to your glory, open to the wonder of what you can do in broken lives such as ours. Continue with us, Lord, as we move into that spirit of praise and openness to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So the psalmist is in this state of depression and oppression, various factors at play, and yet we see him moving into a better place. The person of belief at heart recognizes that God is there even when it seems that he's not. We may ask many questions, we may even have doubts, but God is there. He is there deep down in us. Deep calls to deep. And so the psalmist begins to speak sense to himself. Martin Lloyd-Jones, in a book on spiritual depression, has this interesting thought. And he says this: the main trouble in this matter of depression is that we allow ourselves to talk to us instead of talking to ourselves. We wake up in the morning and the thoughts seem to come at us. You haven't originated the thoughts, they just start talking to you, bringing back the problems of yesterday. Somebody is talking. Who is talking to you? The psalmist decides, instead of being the recipient of all this talking, he decides to talk to his soul. Why are you cast down, O my soul? His soul has been depressing him, crushing him. So he says, soul, listen to me. I will speak to you. The main art, Lloyd-Jones says, of spiritual surviving is knowing how to handle yourself. You have to take yourself in hand. You have to address yourself, speak to yourself, question yourself, upbraid yourself, exhort yourself. Hope thou in God, self. And this is what the psalmist does. He brings out logic. Why are you downcast, O my soul? God is with me. So often our emotions get the better of us because we're not thinking logically. In the grand perspective of things, we forget all that is good in life, all the love that we have received. So he brings logic to bear. He then moves into optimism. He says, I will yet praise him. Although he does not feel like praising God, he says, I will yet praise him. That day will come when I will again praise God. Praise will have its way. Praise will bubble up. He turns to logic. He seeks to be optimistic. And then he's filled with hope. Put your hope in God. Look forward. Persevere. Work through this. Continue to have faith in God. Have the assurance that he is there. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. When we sing songs of praise, we sing to the God of our lives. We not only sing to God, we sing to each other in corporate praise. This is why corporate praise is good. The psalmist was denied that corporate praise, but we have it this evening. And as we sing to God, we sing encouragement and we sing affirmation to one another. These things help us from being spiritually depressed. In Hebrews chapter 10, the writer exhorts, do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. And then the psalmist prays. He seeks God in the midst of his darkness, and he finds that the light starts to break through. So as he prays, let us also pray. Let us seek God. Lord, we acknowledge that you have placed us within a body of people, the Church of Jesus Christ. We thank you that in the church we can think in better ways. We can encourage us, you can encourage us to think more logically and hopefully. You can help us in the church to think straight when our thinking is crooked and bent. We thank you for this church. We thank you for each other, our brothers and sisters in Christ. So often, we do not recognize what we have until it is taken away. And this psalmist, as he was removed from the fellowship of the saints, I found that it was difficult. Lord, embed us into your church. May the truths of your word preached week by week help us and equip us for life, for the battles ahead. Lord, you are our rock, our redeemer, our shepherd, our savior. We thank you that your hold upon us is stronger than our hold upon you. We thank you that you will not let us go. And so, like the psalmist, as we reflect on you as our God, God our rock, may we recognize that the Lord is directing his love over us even through this night, that you are the God of our lives. We bless you through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So we move from pessimism and depression to optimism and hope, and then finally to resolution. It is thought that Psalm 43 is actually meant to be part of Psalm 42, that originally they were one psalm, one piece. So hear the word of God as we have it in Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are, God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So the psalmist moves finally to this resolution. Yes, there's still struggle. Why must I go about mourning? But the overall movement, the overall direction is towards God who is there. Then will I go to the altar of God. Then will I go to God my joy and my delight. We come to the place where we believe that no matter what we go through, even if it's that dark night of the soul that we spoke of this morning, that God is our ultimate joy and delight. He will shape us and mold us even through these difficult times. As the trials and tribulations of earth come, we know that they will pass. Christ is the cornerstone of our faith. Jesus himself, as we said this morning, went through that time of God-forsakenness, but it was through that time that God did his greatest work. So let us pray again as we commit our lives afresh to God. Father, as we go through times of turmoil, personal or in society, we need to keep coming back to you, our rock. Who else can we turn to? Who else has the ultimate answers? Put your hope in God. We thank you that this psalmist found resolution. Send forth your light and your truth into our hearts. May they guide us in this confused and confusing world. Help us to see Jesus as the hope of the world, the hope for our world. And may these words of Scripture minister to us this evening. May your grace fill us. May your truth equip us. May your courage fill us. Just in these moments of silence, we recommit ourselves to you. Heavenly Father, as we head into this new week, we pray, Lord, that you will help us to be witnesses for you, to shine as lights in a dark world, to be salt, preserving the good things in life. Help us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who served others in the name of the kingdom. Help us, Lord, not to hold on to grudges or to be bitter, but instead to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We pray that people will notice that we have been with Jesus and it has made a difference. And when we come to these times of doubt and oppression and even depression, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to look with eyes of faith to the one who is in control, the one who is sovereign, the one who will rescue us, the one who is our Redeemer, even Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.